Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Hey. We are on Dalet on the Beis, a couple of lines, actually two-thirds of the way down, third to last skinny line, Itmar. We have been discussing, we're in the sugyas of Kedusha Achash Dei Kedushos. Yesterday's daf spoke about 2 days, Yontif and Shabbos together. How do we look at that? Kedusha Achash Dei Kedushos. We ended up saying that everybody agrees to Kedushos. The question is, the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav was about Hachana Darabba or not. That was Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, or Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. That was the Machlokas, and we paskin like Rav. Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Along the Shakla Vitaria, towards the end, we started to discuss the sugya of Ein Mevatel and Isser L'Chadchila, the Isser that's mentioned in the Mishnah in Meseches Trumos, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Tes, where the Mishnah discusses Sa'at Truma, Shenafel L'Fachos Vimeya. If you have a Sa'at Truma that fell into less than 100, meaning it's not batel. Truma is batel be'echad umeya. We mentioned kilei akerem and arlar batel be'echad b'matayim, 1 in 200. Truma is batel 1 in 100. So what happens if less than the amount is there for bitel? V'achar kach naflu sham chulin, and then chulin happened to fall in, so then, im shogeg mutter. If b'shogeg it fell in, then fine, it's mutter. But v'imezen chayiv. But if mezen chayiv, because of ein mevatel nisal chadchila, we fine you. And we said, Rov Rishonim hold that this is an Issa Durabanan, the Ravid holds that it's Daraisa, and we discussed from the Besa Osar yesterday some of the Svaras. I just wanted to add on one more thought related to that sugya, and that is a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, which bothers many of the Nosei Kelim. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, Simin Sadi Tes, quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara, if you remember, was Mechalek between Isurei Daoraisa and Isurei Darabanan. The Gemara said, if wood falls in straight from the tree into the oven, how could you be Marbelov? How could you add on? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem because when you're being Mahapech, be Isurka Mahapech, but that's only an Issa Darabanan. Mevatlin. Mevatlin, that's why it's allowed by Darabanans. And then the Gemara says, what about according to Rav Ashi? The Gemara says, that's only where it exists, ba'en. But if it's getting burned up and consumed, then it's not a problem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sadi Tes Sifvav. Isser shel devrayhem, ein ma'arvin oso biyadayim kidei levatlo, v'im asa kein bemezid aser. If you have an isser, a mamish isser, you can't throw that in to be mevatel it. But if it already got mixed up, and there's just not enough to be mevatel it, so then you're allowed to add on by Yisurei Derabanan. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, quoting earlier sources, limits even the heter of being mevatelness of l'chadchila. You're not allowed to put it in directly l'chadchila before it starts getting batel. As if, once it goes into the ta'aroves, it's already affected, even though it's not batel yet. That's what you see from this halacha. You might have said, what's the difference? Before it falls in at all, or after it falls in where there's not enough to nullify it? What's the difference? Both of them are aser. So we see from this halacha, no, it's still a little different, fundamentally, at least on the Drabanan level. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Avalam nafal me'atzmo, ve'ein beheter kedei levatlo, there's not enough, mar be'alav umevatlo, by Yisurei Drabanan, that is what is allowed. The problem is that this Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict what he says in Hilchos Chanukah. In Aruch Hayim, the Shulchan Aruch says if you have oil left over after day 8 on the last day of Chanukah, what are you allowed to do? You're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to be marbelov and then use it for latkes after Chanukah. Right? What do you have to do? Sarfo bifnei atzmo. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. In Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin. Hanoser b'yamashmini min Hashemen. Hatzarech l'shir hadlaka. If you have leftover that was supposed to be used for Neiras Chanukah, oselo medura v'sarfo bifnei atzmo. Shaharei huksala mitzvaso. It's muksa. V'im nis'arev b'shemen acher, v'ein shishim levatlo. Here we go. If it gets mixed in with other oil and there's not shishim to be mevatalit, yesh misha omer, and this is the only opinion he quotes, yesh misha omer she'ein lahosif alav kedei levatlo. Some say, but it's the only opinion, that you should not be mevatalit. 1 second, Eres Chanukah is also Asa Drabanan. So what's the difference? Why in Yaradeya does the Shulchan Aruch say, in Issa Derabanan, you're allowed to be Marbeh Mevatlo, like our Gemara says, Mashe'en Keneiris Chanukah. So that is the difference, the stira that is talked about. Says these, all different answers given. If you look in the Shach says, there in Yaradeya, connecting to what we said yesterday, Huksa L'mitzvah so shiny. Huksa l'mitzvaso. So that's a more chamur type of muksa. Remember yesterday we said in Tosfos, muksa machmas yom sha'avar would apply to huksa l'mitzvaso, not others. That's the shach over there in Sifkat and Yutes. If you look in the Magen Avram, here in Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, says maybe this is more chamur because davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Efshar Dahacha Chamer Tveik, even David David Sheish Lamatirin. De Medina Mutter Lashahosa Lashana Haba, Vavidum Yudachamets. Shemin of Chanukah, save it for next year. David Sheish Lamatirin. So that's why it's more Chamor and you're not allowed to be Mevatel. So again, this is another application. David Sheish Lamatirin, really, the halach of the Gemara is it's not Batel. Ravashi yesterday said not only that, but also Sveika Asura, which we had the Machlokas Rashi and Rashash yesterday. Here, the Magen Avraham is saying, maybe you'd say that you don't apply the principle of Mevatlin by Yisurei Durabanan because of David Sheish Lamatirin. A second idea. A third idea. Just two more, and then we'll continue. The Beis Halevi. In the end of Sefer Bereishis, has a discussion of Inyanim of Neiros Chanukah, at the end of his Sefer on Chumash. So there he quotes this seer and he says, maybe the difference is that by Chanukah, it's Aser Bahana'ah, the Shemen. As we know, Haneiros Alal Kodesh Hei Ve'in Lanu Rishish Lehishtamesh Bahem El Alarosa Bafad. Something that's Aser Bahana'ah, that's different. Why? Because when I'm Mevatalit, I'm getting Hana'ah. I have a larger amount of oil if I would be mevatelit. So that would be getting hana. There would be Isur hana min hashemen. What were the other cases talking about? There's no Isur hana. We said yesterday, beferish from the Rashba, that muksa is not asur b'hana. So that's where mevatelin is a chilu could apply. You are mevatelit, but here, if you are nullify it, and now you have a larger amount of heter, so memela, you're getting hana, and that is not allowed. Yatzalana mizemavur biyaradeya. He continues rak bisuri achila aval bisuri hana or tilto. We would say huda raisa debeis habitul nehenemi men. Fine. And the last one I wanted to mention is from Rav Salvechik, who's quoted in a couple of svarim. Rabbi Gnat quotes it in the Gash Hoshanim in Simin Mem Aleph in the first volume, where he says maybe shiny neiros Chanukah because this goes with our list and our shir of dumi demikdash. Dumi demikdash. You're right. Normally, Yisurei Durabanan, you can be marbe alav mevatlo. But Neiros Chanukah has many, Shemen of Neiros Chanukah, have many comparisons to Neiros of Mikdash. Right? Look at even the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch didn't just say you can't be mevatalit. What was the language? Ose midura bifnei atzmo mevatlo. Midura? What kind of midura are we talking about? That sounds like the Mizbeach. Sounds like the fire in the Mizbeach. Osla, Madura, Bevazma, and so forth. It's a kiyum, a srefas noser, so to speak. And therefore, that's why it would be, it's different than the other cases of Isurei Durabana. Okay, so that's just finishing up the discussion of Bitalissa Lechadchila, and now we continue. Third to last skinny line on Dalet Amid Base. Itmar. So, part one we did, Shabbos Yantif. Part two, Itmar. Shnei Yavim Tovim Shal Galias. Few, one lives in Chutz Laaretz, or 2 days of Yontif Sheni. Rav Amar, obviously the first day is Daraisa, second day is Durabanan. So, Bizman Hazeh. So what happens in those cases? What's the halach of an egg laid on the first day? Rav Amar, Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. Rav switches. Right? Shabbos Yontif, he said Asura Bazeh. Here he says Muteres Bazeh. V'Rav Asi Amar, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh. Rav Asi here is Machmir. What's the machlokas about? So let's assume it's about kedusha achashtei kedushos. When the Rabbanan enacted a second day for Yontif, how did they conceptually frame it? How should we look at it? Are those 2 days one long day, kedusha achas, or shtei kedushos? And maybe that's why Rav says muteres bazeh, because it's two different kedushos. Lema kasava Rav Asi, and Rav Asi holds the opposite, kedusha achasi. Is that why Rav Asi says no de bazeh, sur bazeh? Because if it was born yesterday, if it was laid yesterday, so then it's like today, it's the same day. And that's why asura bazeh? But how does that work? V'haravasi, we know Ravasi mavdol miyomatava lechavre. Ravasi used to make havdalah in between the 2 days. Ravasi, who lived in Bavel, used to make havdalah after Yontif day one, before Yontif day two, just to be safe. So you see, he holds no debazeh, he holds shtei kedushos, because he makes havdalah in the middle. So Gemara says, really, Ravasi sifuki misafkale. Ravasi was not sure. Kedusha achashtei kedusha. So therefore, he was just machmir across the board. Va'avid hachal l'chumra v'hachal l'chamra. He was machmir. He didn't eat the egg because maybe kedusha achas, but he made avdallah just in case there are shtei kedushas. He wasn't sure. We'll come back to that. Let's just continue for a minute. Amar Reb Zeira, kavasei de Rav Asi mistavra. Reb Zeira says, I think Rav Asi makes sense that the nolda bazeh is asura bazeh. That you have to, at least should be choshes that it might be kedusha achas. Why? Doha idna yadina bekfiya de yarcha. Today we know this calendar. Right, it's already, we know kfiya abi cheshbon, v'ka'avdin and shrei yomei. And we still hold 2 days. What are we holding 2 days for if it was all suffix? It must be when the Rabbanan enacted it, it wasn't purely mishum suffix. We're not sure one of these days is yontif. From the fact that it still sticks now, even if, though the reason doesn't really apply, it must be that the original enactment was something stronger and more fundamental. If you look in the fourth line of Rashi. Rashi says, Va'asum misafik me'aleim anachnu osin osam. I'm sorry, where's the key line? I decheshbo shemachashvin toldaso, anulumedim emnirab yam shloshim lab, v'yavdinan treyome, alma. There's the Rashi, but the eighth wide line. Chok kavuahu mitakanes chachamim al Yisrael. It is a set law that they made. Yisrael harachokim las osan, v'afilu below safik. So the fact that it still sticks, it's a chok kavua, hilchak, kechad yoma arichta shavenu. It must be like one yoma arichta, that's the kavase derav asi mistavra. The fact that it's still here today, even though the reason might not apply. Then Abaya says the opposite, amar Abaya, kavase derav mistavra. No, I think Rav makes sense. Ravu says, no, the bazeh muteres bazeh. Why? Ditznan. Because the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Barishona Yemasi and Masuos. Originally, how did they spread the word that the Edom came to Yerushalayim and saw the moon, and today was Rosh Chodesh? They used to use big fires on the top of mountains. Barishon ha'yamasi and masuos. Mishakilkalu ha'kusim. Once the kusim, certain sect that tried to mess up the Jews and the Jewish calendar, they used to pretend and light fires when there wasn't the Edim. When the kusim messed us up, mishakilkalu ha'kusim hiskinu. Bezdin says, yishluchin yotzin. Okay, fires aren't going to work. You have to send shlichim. The problem was, once shlichim started going, it's less effective. Fires, you could see from very far away. The shluchim, you can only get to, we assume, right, 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks. 2 weeks worth of traveling. So, that's what happened at a certain time in history. But the ilu batlu kusim. But if the kusim problem would go away, avdinan chad yoma, we would go back to original and only hold 1 day. Ve'echa domatu shluchim, and even in the place where the shluchim got to, those that close, whatever was 2 weeks within, avdina chadyoma, semicolon. So you see that it wasn't a chok kavua, because it's only because there was a need that in certain places they hold 2 days. But if the reason of the kusim would be nispatel, we would go back to 1 day, and even the place where the shluchim got to. So you see it's not a chok kavua. So that's why I think Rav is correct. So we have an amora supporting each of the earlier shitos. Stop there for a minute before Vahashta. Going back to the Rav Asi's behavior. Rav Asi wasn't sure. So he was machmir by 2 days. So what did he do? No, the bazeh, asur bazeh. But he was machmir to make Havdalah on Motsoi the first day. Asks the Shita B'kubet, says, there's a Shita on Beitza. So with a Shita on Brachas too. I don't think we used it too often. Only a couple of pages. The Shita is famous for Ksubis, Baba Kama, Bamatzia. But there's the first volume of the Shita B'kubet, says, for Bitzal Ashkenazi, late Rishon, if you call him that. So, we have a couple of pages on Beitza. See, he says there, he was machmir, so he made a bracha of Havdalah, l'chumra. Is that a chumra or is that a kula? He made a bracha of Atala, possibly. How do you call that a chumra? Oh, just to be safe, make Havdalah. But maybe you shouldn't be making Havdalah, and it's a bracha of Atalah, bracha she'in etzricha. That's the question of the Shita b'shem the Ritva. We don't have a Ritva on Beitza. But Hiksha HaRitva Demishum Sveika. Actually, maybe we do. Demisha, I'm interested in bringing it. Demishum Sveika Hechi Machas Nafshe Lomar Havdalo Besavik Rachash and Itzricha. Sheishba Mishum Losisa. Right? Why aren't you worried? Two answers. Number one, maybe it means in Havdalah, he said Atochar Antanu. Doesn't mean that he made a Bracha of Havdalah, because after all, that would be a Rachash and Itzricha. Number one, See, he said Atocha Natanu in the Yantif Shmon Asrei, number one. Or, number two, Ve'inami, that's, remember, Yantif to Yantif, this was talking about. Not Shabbos to Yantif, like we say about Toti'enu. Right? No, Yantif to Yantif is talking about. Inami, and then he gets into the major sugya that's related. Kiva demida oraisa chol gomer hula divrei akol. Since on a daraisa level is for sure chol gomer. The question is what the rabbanan enacted. On a daraisa level, it's weekday. V'chazi lahavdala leka mishum bracha levatala. Why? De iser bracha levatala de rabbanan hi. Ketepirish rabbeinu tam b'mesechas brachas. The Chiyav Havdala de Oraisa, Bein Kodesh Lachol, the Kivan Shekein, Shaper Ika Levruche al Asafek, the Kalbracha Shal Torah im Safek, Yachal Levarech al Asfekan, Vechulu. What does the Ritva say? He gets into two major machlokas Rishonim. Number one, Havdala. Is Havdala a mitzvah de Oraisa or a mitzvah de Rabbanan? That is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says that Havdala is also de Oraisa. Kiddush and Havdala are two parts of one coin, two sides of the same coin, cordoning off Shabbos, making it special. That's Kiddush and Havdalah, both the Oraisa according to the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah and Hilchah Shabbos quotes the Ramban and says, no, others say Kiddush is the Oraisa, Havdalah is the Rabbanan. Right, that's the Machlokas we've shown him. So the Ritva is taking a stand on that issue and saying, well, Havdalah is the Oraisa, so I got to be worried about that. And then you have the other Shitas. He holds like the Rambam regarding Havdalah. But then the other machlokes, he does not hold like the Rambam. Saying a bracha she'ena tzricha, is that an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabbanan? That's another machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos and Rov Rishonim assume saying a bracha she'ena tzricha is an issa d'rabbanan. Even though the Gemara says in brachas, if I say a bracha she'ena tzricha, I violate lo sisa. We've mentioned in the past, most Rishonim assume don't take that literally. How can you say you're violating lo sisa? You're saying a beautiful sentence. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam. Whatever the bracha is. Bar b'nei mezonos. Okay, I'm not eating now, but it's still a beautiful statement. How can I say that's an issa d'oraisa? So Rov Rishonim says it's d'rabbanan. That's what the Ritva says here. Bracha d'yashich is only d'rabbanan. Havdalah is d'oraisa. That's why you can be machber. The Rambam himself says that's d'oraisa also. The Rambam says, if I don't say it where the rabbis enacted for me to say it, that's also d'oraisa. Bracha she'ena tzricha. So that's the Ritva splitting his psak between one like the Rambam and one against the Rambam, but that's how he answers the question about Havdalah. That is the shita. If you look in Rav Elchanan here, he wonders, so why don't we do this bezman hazeh? Why don't we machmir bezman hazeh for Havdalah? Why don't we make Havdalah after the 2 days? That's right, I mean, a week and a half, right? Achenu b'nei Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz will be keeping 2 days of Yantif, and unless Mashiach comes by then, but Bez Hashem, and b'nisa nasidin ligoil, so we're ready. Says it could be today. No, it can't be today, it's Friday. Right, Bez Hashem Sunday. Maybe Sunday, Bez Hashem, we're ready. Says the Rebbe Elchanan, Al Kalpanim, Lididon, Devadai, Shtei Kedushos Hein, Lama Ein Anu Mavdilin, Bamotsoa Yantif Rishon, De Lama Tzina Pluktabazeh. Why don't you make Havdalah? So he says, you must be because there's another choice. There's another choice. We know, when is the Chiyav Havdalah? Chiyav Havdalah extends. Like Shabbos, you can make Havdalah till Tuesday night. Tuesday evening. So it must be, you can extend it by Yantif also. So you wait a day. So you say Havdalah on Motsoa Yantif, Sheni? Okay, that works for the Motsoa Yantif Rishon too. He says, I'm just not sure about what's your limit. Let's say Yantif is on Sunday, Monday. So Monday night is Yantif Sheni. How long do you have to make Havdalah? Like Shabbos, you have half the week. You have until Tuesday night, Shkia. But Yantif, so how long do you have? It's not like it doesn't go by the week. So that's his question. He's just not sure. Efshar lahavdil gam achar yom rishon imkenu adin biyantiv efshar lahavdil b'avdol ziyantiv rishon mazal yantiv sheni miuhasam kai malan ad revi b'shabbos v'tzarech ian ad eze yom shalachar yantiv efshar lahavdil. Okay, that's his question. Either way, that's the sorry. That's why didn't Rav Asi do that? Why didn't Rav Asi do that? Okay, not sure.
Should we be having in mind when we make Havdalah?
Well, in Bnei Chutz La'aretz, after Yantif Sheni, should they have in mind that maybe this Havdalah is going on Yantif Rishon? It is unusual, because what's the Havdalah? The Havdalah is Bein Yantif L'chol. You don't have to have two different kavanas. It's whenever the Yom Kodesh ended and went into the Yom Chol, I'm being Mavdil. I'm recognizing that. I just had to wait a little bit. It might have been last night, but I just had to wait because I wasn't sure. So it's not the same type of kavana. I just, wherever it should apply, that's where it applies. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Vahashta. Here are the key lines that have rocked our world for the last couple hundred years, last 1,500 years. Right, this is what it's based on. The Hashta Diadina Bekfiya Diarcha, my time of Dina Shreyomi. Now that we know, like we just said a few lines ago, now that we know this at calendar, we can figure it out based on Cheshbon. Why do we keep 2 days of Yantiv? Mishum de Sholchomitam. Because they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael. They sent. Hizaru b'minag avosechem b'yadeichem. Be careful. Be zahir in the minag of your fathers. Zimnin de Gazru. Hamalchus gezeira va'asi l'kulkule. Period. Maybe there's going to be a decree, and we're going to lose our calendar, and memela, we won't know which day of Yantiv is, and therefore, we keep 2 days now, because we might lose it, va'asi l'kulkule, and it might come to be ruined in the future, and therefore, just in case, we have to keep 2 days of Yantif throughout history until Meher Ivan Beis HaMikdash, and then we will see what Eliyahu Navi says. This is the reason the Gemara gives. This is the basis for the concept of Yantif Sheni. All of the poskim, all the mafarshim explain. Well, let me start with this. The Vilna Gaon says, based on earlier sources, for every din drabanan, there are 100 reasons. We know one or two of them. The Rabbanan were megala, one or two of them. But most of the time, one of them at most. But we realize and we know that dinim, based on Chazal, not based on, Achronim's dinim, but those are also important. But there's a certain power to dinim based on Chazal. They had a certain siyata d'shmaya, and they had reasons. And even if we might say that a reason does not apply to a certain din, the halacha still applies, which we'll get to that at length on today's daf, Ez Hashem. But that is what the Gemara says, and therefore, Yantif Sheni is one of the major examples always given. Why? Because that's tircha on people. That's more inconvenient on people. But that's the halacha. That's the halacha, and there's no kulas. There are no kulas when it comes to Yantif Sheni. Rabbi Yaakov Emden already writes, a couple hundred years ago, Chalila lachshov minhag zeh kishar minhagim, haboin b'chevetz v'bechira. And this minhag is so strong. You don't know how strong this minhag is? It knocks out tefillin. The last day of Yantif. It knocks out tefillin, one of the mitzvah daraisas, mitzvah asay. You don't put on tefillin on Simchas Torah, or on the last day of Pesach. It's unbelievably strong minhag. You know how many brachas we make because of this minhag? And everybody agrees you make brachas on Yantif Sheni. Even, we mentioned earlier, even the Rambam and others who say you don't make brachas on general minhagim, like halal on Rosh Chodesh, but everybody makes brachas on the minhag Yantif Sheni. In Chutz Laaretz, you make a second, alachilas matzah, alachilas maror, and you have davening. All of them. It shows how strong this minug is. Bitlu mitzvahs tefillin, mevarchin brachas l'shayach liyatif, v'lo chashju l'brachas l'vatala, v'cholu. And there are many, many other rayas to this, but this is a very ancient and strong minhag that is done, and therefore we have to make sure that we focus on it. Again, it's even older if we think that kinyus is an old minhag, and that's strong. But that goes back to the Gaonim. This goes back to the Gemara. Right, it goes back to even before, the times of the Mishnayos. But that is, that's Sholchu Mitam, Hizaru b'minag avoseichem b'yadeichem. There is an interesting Chashuke Chemed here, having to do with Yantif Sheni, and in Yanni Yantif. Fascinating question. Sheila. There was a story of a chola. Shaya Zakuk, he had to drink milk. Ba'ofan midi, he was a certain type of sickness that he had to have milk at certain intervals during the day. Be'echad mi me'achol ha'moed Pesach. V'harofi amar, the harofi, the doctor said, soy milk would also be fine. So, he has a choice. What is better? To drink soy milk and violate kidneyos, or drink milk 2 hours after you ate fleishiks and violate that minhag of waiting to milk and some fleishiks? Which minhag is the one that's stronger? Which one is stronger? You have a minhag of kidneyos, you have a minhag of waiting. If it's mamish in, with basa b'chalav, okay, that's a drabanan. That's not a minhag. But the waiting, after an hour, then it's based on minhag. So the question is, which one? Tshuva. So says Rav Zilberstein, what I would have said on the surface, Isser achilas kinyasi isser shemakara b'minhag, v'yaflo huskar klal b'gemara, v'tchilaso b'mei arishonim, me'idach isser shalom tanam b'basa b'chalav is muskar b'gemara. The Gemara in Chul and Kufay, imkein l'chora hayanira pashut, sha'adif lechol kinyas. Shehu minhag me'asher lavral dinter abanah shel achilas chalav achrei abasra v'hu minhag zeh davar chamer ma'od, and then he goes into all the sources about kidneys and all the sources about waiting between milchiks and fleishiks, and at the end he says if it's an hour past that's what he would do. If it's an hour past, Yom Kedem Kfar Avar Shal Lechora Shnei Yisurim Heimita Minog Veinaf Kamina Eizachalav Yishte Ulam Lishidas Al Shochan Arach Shamtani Meikar Adin Sorach Lishas Achalav Tochshal Meachilas Basar Itachin Mutav Shol Avar Lishad Rabbanan and Eat the Kidneys. That's what it seems to be. Not to be Mavatel any Minog Rabbanan, but again, always keep in mind which minhagim, the different levels of minhagim. Then he just throws in at the end, not exactly related, but we'll just mention it. And that is, there was a gabbai in a shul that wanted to be mevatel the throwing candy at the chasanim and at the bar mitzvahs. He felt, how can you be mevatels? How can you have such a minhag? Amnam, he says, minhag, and he says, especially sometimes the women throw and they're leaning over the machitza and leads to other problems, he quotes. So he says, if you have proper women, you don't have to worry about that. But he says, regarding why do you throw the sukkariot? Because the Gemara says in Yavama is that a person who gets married is zochel Torah. And for sure, a bar mitzvah boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, is zochel Torah. We want the Torah to be sweet. We want the Torah to be mitukim midvash. That's the throwing of the candy. We're saying that the Torah should be matov, im talmud Torah karoi, and then dafka the women, because the women are the ones that get the schar for sending their kids to yeshiva, and sending them waiting for their husbands, like Gemara says, getting back from the base medrash at night. Says that's why dafka the women throw it. We're machmir. We say the men should even throw it too, in various shuls. And the point is not to hurt anybody. The point is to give them a good feeling about Torah, obviously. So again, that's something that we should keep in mind. Okay, that is all part two, though, of our discussion. That is the 2 days of Yontif Sheni. Yontif Rishon, Yontif Sheni. Now we get to part three. Itmar. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, the third one. So what do we hold about Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days? Rav Shmuel Dami Shavayu. So Rav and Shmuel both say, Nol de Bazeh Asura Bazeh. They both say that. Asura Bazeh. Why? Meaning, Kedusha Achas. That's what it sounds like. No de bazeh, asura bazeh. It's none. Because again, the Mishnah says, Barishon, no hayu makablan eid ha-chodesh kol hayom. Earlier, at the first stage of history, Bezin would wait and wait and wait for the Edom to come. They would wait for the Edom to come. On what day? On the 30th day of Elul. They didn't know if it was going to be the 30th day of Elul. If Edom come, then they're going to change that to the first day of Tishrei and make it Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi explains, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, they used to hold of that day of Elul, the 30th day of Elul, as Yontif, just in case. Just in case Edom will come today and it would turn into Rosh Hashanah, so they would start holding an Isser Malacha the night before. Did they blow shofar? It doesn't say. It doesn't say if they blew shofar or not. Well, it wouldn't hurt. Just don't make the brachas yet. But maybe they could blow shofar. They didn't daven. The Musaf Shmoneh Esrei can't daven that yet. But at least they could blow shofar, right? Either it's weekday or it's Rosh Hashanah. Right, even though our minhag got to blow shofar an hour of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but here you might not have a choice. But either way, they kept an Isser Malacha. But just in case. That's what they used to do. Pamachas ishtau Edom lava. One time the Edom came very late in the day. And what happened? V'niskalkavu ha-Leviyim Bashir. And the Leviyim messed up in their song. What song? The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. They used to sing during the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. It was ready late in the day. They had to bring the Karbet Tamid. And after they brought the Karbet Tamid and sung the song, so then the Edom came. And they said, oh, we can't have this happen again. So Bezdin said, you know what? We're going to make a limit. Do mevatel, right, a mitzvah, or a din, b'shev al ta'aseh, his kinesh lo yu mekablen as a edem el ha'ar mincha. Bezdin has control over the calendar, right? Bezdin can make whatever rules they want. So he said, you know what? Only up until mincha time we accept the edem. Only up until that time. V'imbo edem in a mincha l'mala, and if edem came later, no'agin oso hayom kodesh l'machar kodesh. We'd have 2 days. The Edom came, so, you know, we've been holding this day of as Isser just in case. You know, we'll finish this day, and we'll have the next day. And we'll have the next day of Yontif also, right? Because we're not going to accept the Edom. So what do you see from there? Even though they knew exactly when Rosh Hashanah should be, they kept 2 days. Right? So that's the source. It says, Rav and Shmuel, why no de bazeh, sura bazeh. You see, it must be Kedusha Achas. Again, what does Kedusha Achas means? That they enacted even the, not purely based on suffix. You're not sure which one is one or the other. Here they knew, and they still kept 2 days based on the reason given for the Edim. So it must be Kedusha Achas. Tosfos here, just notes on Rashi, why is the only problem the song that they sung? Isn't there a more serious issue? And that is, they brought the Karban Tamid, and now the Edim come, now they have to bring the Karban Musaf. You're not allowed to bring Karbanas after the Karban Tamid. They have to bring the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that a more serious issue? So Tosfos says right here, it must be, Tosfos has two answers. It must be, that's only a din l'chadchila. The din of asei da hashlama, of bringing all Karbanas beforehand, is a din that you should do, but if you don't have a choice,
then you could bring a carbon afterwards. Midi dahavi, what's the parallel? We had this back in Pesachim. What happens if you have a person who wants to eat the carbon Pesach and he has to bring his, he's mechusar kippurim, and he didn't bring his carbon today. And if he doesn't bring his carbon, he can't eat the carbon Pesach tonight. So he can bring his carbon even after the carbon tamash rabbein arbayim. Ein breira. So with his ein breira, you're allowed to violate what's called the asei of ashlama. That's Tosfos' first answer. Number one. Number two, maybe you say, it's basically asei doche asei. Says those as the Od Yeshlomar, Da'asi Asei Derabim, Vidachi Asei Da Ashlama, Mishum Da'alim Tvei. You're right, it shouldn't be done, but here we push it off. We push it off, it's Doche, because the Edom just came, you have to bring the carbon Musaf on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and that's more important than the Asei of Ashlama. Okay, two different days in Tosfos, what the Kilkul was. It wasn't just the Shear. Why does Rashi say what he says? Because the Gemara says Shear. Gemara should say Musaf according to Tosfos. But either way, that's part one. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. So that was Rav and Shmuel. Based on in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they made it 2 days, even though it wasn't a Suffolk, and therefore, that is what the halach is, Kedusha Achas. Amar Rabba, mitakanas Rabbi Yochanan min Zakai ve'eloch beitza muteres. But after the Churban Abayis, there's no more reason of the Edim and the carbon being messed up. So once Rabbi Yochanan min Zakai came along, after the Churban, beitza muteres. Ditznan, mishachar beis hamikdash hishkin Rabbi Yochanan min Zakai, shimakabal neiz achodesh kalayom. What, since the beis hamikdash was destroyed, Rabbi Yochanan min Zakai said, you can accept Edis the whole day. Kalayom, right? Because they still had Eidus Alpi Cheshbon for a little while after the Churban. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said there's no more issue of Karban, so he accepted it all day. So then we go back to what was originally in history. Rabba says. And therefore the egg is going to be Muteris. Amar Le'abaya, 1 second. V'harav Shmuel, Darmi Shavayo, Beitz Asura. Doesn't Rav and Shmuel say Beitz Asura? They live after the Churban, way after. Right? So they hold Beitz Asura. Amar Lei, so he says to him, Amin al Khanar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Vatal Amar Li Rav Shmuel. What he? I'm quoting Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What are you quoting me Rav Shmuel for? 1 second. Rav Shmuel, Kashim Asisa. What about Rav Shmuel? So what did they do with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said you could accept Eidus all day. So why should the Beitza still be Asura on day two? Lo Kasha Halon v'Halahu. It depends. B'nei Bavel b'nei Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? B'nei Bavel, who, even today, Rav and Shmuel say, at that time, they still won't know. They still won't know. Even if you go back to accepting Eidus Kol Hayom. So, in the days when there was a Beis HaMikdash, they kept 2 days B'toras Vadai. Even though they knew, they kept it. But now, basically, things haven't changed. We still keep 2 days. You know what? We keep it out of Suffolk now? But explains Rashi, first couple of wide lines. Since the behavior of the B'nai Chutz La'aretz has never changed, they've always kept 2 days. Bizman HaMikdash B'toras Vadai, Bizman HaZeh B'toras Suffolk, then you're allowed to assume that the other halacha about the egg also doesn't change. And since earlier it was Nolda B'zeh, Asura B'zeh, that continues. In the Eretz Yisrael, where now they know, so then you say Nolda B'zeh Muteres B'zeh. That's halah and v'halahu. Again, because their behavior has not changed, second wide line in Rashi. Sha'arei adayin anu osin shnei yamim tovim v'odenu kabatchila v'pnei osa takana rishona lo m'pnei safek. You can say it's still connected to the original law, because the behavior hasn't changed. Good. So that's Rav and Shmuel. Even after the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along, still the base is going to be Asura. So now we're going to have another din. Rabbi Yosef Amar. Similar to what Rav and Shmuel just said. I agree with Rav and Shmuel, but for a very different reason. Why is the egg still Asur, even though Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came along and said you could accept Edim the whole day? My taima have a davar shebe minyan. V'chol davar shebe minyan, tzorach minyan acher lahatiro. An egg was something that was asserted in a group of Bezdin, the authority of a Bezdin Agadol, and you need another Bezdin Agadol to be matirit. Tzarach minyan acher lehatiro. Right? Gadol mimana b'chachmo v'minyan. Right? You need a Bezdin that will be matirit. The big shaila is, so how did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai change it? How did Yochanan ben Zakkai change it? So we're going to have, he's going to change another din also. We're going to see in a couple of lines. So Kesem Mishnah says, so maybe he was Gadol b'chachmo v'minyan. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, number one. Number two, we're going to see there are other suggestions given how Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did it. Maybe there are other factors as well, if it's going to cause hefsid, and the reason doesn't apply. So then, also, one could change it. But anyway, this is a major sugya, which we don't have time to go into fully. I'm Rav Yosef. Mina Aminola. But now before we continue with the Rosh Hashanah discussion, we have a 20-line tangent. What is the source for this halacha? Of Darash of a minyan, Sarach minyan acher lahatiro. So, I'm Rav Yosef. Mina Aminola. Dichziv. Leich amar lahem shuvu lachem la'alechem. Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Klal Yisrael, after Har Sinai, go back to your tents. Right? Which means go back to your wives. They were usher for their wives for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai. And then afterwards, Shuvu lachem la'alechem, go back to your tents. What do you mean? What do they need that for? Once Hashem left, once the experience was over, Memela should be mutter. Maimed Har Sinai is over. No. Once it was Nasar b'minyan, so to speak, Hashem said it was usher, you need a beferish heter to make it mutter. By the way, the Mashal Chachma says this pasuk is the source for Gershon Iskayar Kakotin Shinola Dami. Chassam Sofer wonders in Maseches Avodah Zarah, what is the source for that halacha? The Gemara in Yevamah says it. There is no source quoted. What's the source that a ger, when he converts, is not related to all of his relatives? And midaraisa, he can marry his sister. Why is that? Gershon is Gayer. What's the source? Chassam Sofer wonders. I don't know what the source is. The Meshech Chachma says it's this pasuk. Some of the people were married to people who were Nasar by Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents, right, was an illicit relationship. Right, so I'm saying those types of relationships, how could they go back all to their wives? It must be Gershon is Gayer, Gershon Ola Dami. That's the Meshech Chachma. There's another suggestion by the Balaturim in Parshas Kiseitse, but that's this pasuk. The Omer, and also the Brisa says, another source, Bimsho Chayofel Hema Yaluvahar, also after Har Sinai, once the shofar sounds, then they could go up on the mountain. Also, an explicit heter, and Vitznan, and finally the third, we'll see why you need all three, Kerem Revai Haya Olu Yishalayim Malach Yomecha L'chol Tzad. We know that on a Doraisa level, Kerem Revai Yomaisra Sheni, that I have to bring up to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim. If it's too much of a schlep, I could be poda, I could switch the Kedusha onto money. But Chazal made a din d'rabanan. If you live within 1 day's walk of Yerushalayim, so then you're not allowed to redeem it. You got to bring up the fruit themselves. Big question. What about Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash? This din is going to go back into effect. Do you go by a 1 day walk or a 1 day drive? Right, interesting questions. We'll have to see. So, 1 day walk around. We'll see why in a minute. Vizui Truma. This is the Trum. Eilat min hadarom. Viakravis min hatzafon. Lud min hamayriv. Lud, from the west, right? Not too far from here. Viyardain min hamizrach. Viyomer ula vitemer abar barachana amar biyochanan. Matam. What's the reason Chazal made this takana durabanan? Kidei la'ater shuke Yerushalayim beperis. So that Yerushalayim will have plenty of fruit. If everybody just brings money, so then, you know, there's not going to be enough. So they made this din. Vitanya, Kerem Ravai Hailol, Rabbi Eliezer, B'Mizrach, Lud, B'Tzad Kfar Tevi. Rabbi Eliezer had Kerem Ravai there. Ubi Kesh Lafkir Laniyim. And because of this din, it was too much of a schlep. He couldn't bring it all up. So he was just going to be Mafkir to Aniyim and let them bring it up, let them eat it, because it was too much of a schlep for him. Amrulo Talmidav, Rabbi. They told Rabbi Elazar, what are you worried about? Kfar nimnu alecha chaveirecha v'tiruhu. What do you mean? They already had a vote, and they were mevatel. They abolished this law, because it doesn't apply anymore after the Chorban. Look at Rashi's Lashon. The kivan techarva Yerushalayim, malanu la'atra letzarech hanachrim. What purpose would it be to bring up the fruit? So, they said to Rabbi Elazar, they were already mevatel it. Man chaveirecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. But what do you see from there? Taima denimnu. The only reason that it was mutter because it was explicitly rescinded. Halo nimnu lo. If it wouldn't have been explicit, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore, still it would have been still usser lo. Period. So you have three sources for the halacha of davar shebe minyan, sarach minyan achar latiro. Shuvu lachem alaleichem, bimshoch hayovel, and this mishnah. Rashi here, again, a big sugya that we just touched on now. Rashi says, there was the aniyim, Rabbi Elazar lived after the Churban. The aniyim was still gonna bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there? Says Rashi, you have to say, third line, ksavri kedusha rishona, kitsha lashaita, the kitsha lasilavo. You're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni and Kerem Ravai if there's no Kedusha anymore. Bezman Hazeh, you can't do it. We don't have Kedusha as Mechitzos. So Rashi says, it must be this opinion holds. Kedusha Rishon, a Kitshul HaShaita, Vik Kitshul HaSilavo. and we're tame today, we can't eat it. And Tosfos works out, even if you don't hold that, is there a way that the Aniyim could have profited by bringing it up? But either way, back to the Gemara. So, three suggestions, what the source is. So now the Gemara says, why do you need three suggestions? My va'omer, hachi ka'amar. This is why you need all three suggestions for Darash of a Minyan. Michti, ksiv, hayunachonim l'shloshos yamim. Al tikshu alisha, we had the command in Parshas Yisro, separate from our wives for 3 days before Maivet Har Sinai. Leich emar lahem, shuvu lachem aleichem lamali. The command was for 3 days. So Mamela, the command would evaporate in 3 days. So why do you need the specific heter of now go back to your tents? Shema mina, kol darash meminyan, sarach minyanachal atiro. So that's source number one. Fine. V'chitem, and if you want to say source number one is not good enough, why? L'mitzvas onahu da'asa. That pasuk is not telling me a heter. It's telling me, of course, it's mutter memela. It's just telling me, now there's a chiv of ona. The mitzvah of ona for husbands and wives to be together. Right, not dafka, allowing it because it used to be aser. But it's just encouraging. L'mitzvas onahu da'asa. And the Marsha here says, isn't there a mitzvah puravu? What would I need? L'mitzvas onuhu da'asa. So explains the Maharam Shif. Maybe post-Ma'an Torah things changed. Who knows? Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was poresh, so too maybe other people should have to be poresh. So I wouldn't have known. So I would have thought, l'mitzvas onuhu da'asa. So tashma, that's why you need another pasuk. B'imshoch hayov el heima ya'alu vahar. That's why you need another pasuk to tell me when the shofar blows, you can go up the mountain. Michti, let's explain this. Ksiv gam hatzon v'habakar al yiru el mul ha'har ha'hu. The animals should not go on Har Sinai. B'imshoch hayov el amali. So what do you need? B'imshoch hayov for memela. Once the shechina leaves, it's mutter. Shema mina. Darash b'minyan zorach minyanachar lahatiro. That's why you need source number two. Stop there for a moment. We've quoted in the past a beautiful thought of some of the Baalei Machshava, and that is the chiyuv of a husband to a wife, as it was formulated in halacha of ona, is called ona. What does ona mean? Ona means time, right? Ona. That's literally it means time. Chiyuv ona is translated usually as the physical obligations and responsibilities, but the Baalei Machshava say ona, it also means time. It means throughout the month, no matter what time of month it is, the husband and the wife have to give time to each other. Sometimes in the physical realm, sometimes outside the physical realm. Social, emotional, psychological support. All of these, that's the chiyuv of ona. And that's what we've said before, reim or ahuvim. That's what we call a couple. Reim or friends, ahuvim or lovers, depending on the time of the month. But there's reim and there's ahuvim, but there's always a relationship. But the chiyuv of ona, and maybe it's even more important to give time in the part of the month that's reim and not ahuvim. But again, that's why it's formulated as the chiyuv of ona. Weiter, third section. V'chitema, and if you want to say those first two sources are not good enough. Why hani mili bidda oraisa? That's if the, in the context of the oraisa, you need a heter explicitly. If Hashem himself says something is aser, then you need a darish minyan to be matirit. Avo bidra rabbanan lo, but by dinter rabbanan, you don't need an explicit heter. Tashma, that's why you have the last one. Karam ravai. Vakaram ravai drabbanan. It's only a takana drabbanan to bring up the fruit. The kamri lake, farnimno alecha chaverecha vehiti ruhu. And that's why they were matirit. Periods. This was all a tangent of Rav Yosef. The reason that an egg is still going to be usher after the Churban, and even though they accept Edom the whole day, is because of Davar Shebeminyan, Sarach Minyan Acher, Lehatiro. Again, a huge discussion. I think, did we have a Daf Beinshi about it? I'm not sure. We're going to try to squeeze one in at some point. It's just been very busy, but we will try to squeeze one in. Again, a big discussion. Are there exceptions to the rule of Davar Shebeminyan? The Koheles Yaakov, the Rav Shechter likes to point out over here in the Mishnas Yaakov, the author of the Mishnas Yaakov points out that once in a while you have dinim that the reason is formulated into the Din Derabanan. And once in a while, once the Din Derabanan doesn't apply anymore, the Din Derabanan doesn't apply anymore. And Rav Shechter explains that all the cases where a Din Derabanan is knocking out a mitzvah d'oraisa, then the Rabbanan have to formulate it with the reason built in, so that if the reason doesn't apply anymore, the din wouldn't apply anymore. That's all the examples that are given. Kohen doesn't duchin if he has mumin on his hands. Or other types, where the Rabbanan are knocking out a din d'oraisa, so if the reason doesn't apply anymore, a Kohen covers his hands when he duchins. That's just one example, so then the din wouldn't apply either. Okay, again, a big topic. Says the Gemara, v'chi tema, but now getting back to what we said earlier. Beitza namni imnu alei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'sharyua. What do you mean? So why don't we say Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai changed the Eidus Halacha, so doesn't that mean he changed the Egg Halacha too? So there was a Davar Shem Minyan that matered it. So why isn't it mutter? So why is it no? Ki imnu a Eidus, a Beitza lo imnu. No, he only matered the Eidus Halacha to accept Eidim all day, but the Egg is still no de bazeh, asura bazeh. Says Abaya, what? They're connected. Amalei Abaya, atu Beitza b'minyan mihave. Beitza, they had a separate minyan, a separate psak that an egg's going to be us or no. Beitza be'edus talya milsa. An egg is totally on the edus halacha. It's our edus, it's our beitza. Once the edus was asered after mincha, and they created 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so then memela the egg is aser. Ishtri be'edus, ishtri beitza. So Abaya argues on this suggestion. And therefore, adkan, what do we have so far? We have the egg is going to be usur, according to Rav and Shmuel, the egg is usur even after Churban Bayis. We had suggestion number one, why? Because of Davar Shem HaMinyan, and then we had a whole discussion about Davar Shem HaMinyan. We now have two other suggestions. Why, even after Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Beitza Asura. Remember, we had one day that held it was Mutter, that was Rabba. Rabba holds an egg is Muteris, post Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. But now the Gemara says for three reasons it's still going to be Aser. Number one was Davar Shem HaMinyan. Number two, Rav Ada, Rav Shalman, Shravayu Mibei Kluchis Amri, Af Bitakanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Ve'ila Peis Asura. Why? Why is it going to be Aser? My Taima, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMigdash, because maybe Mashiach will come by the Shem soon, Ve'yomru, and people will say, Eshtakin Milo Achalnu Beis HaBiyantav Sheini, Hashanami Nechol. Well, didn't last year we ate a Beis HaShanol Bazeh Muteres Bazeh? So now too we'll do it. V'lo yadi, and they won't realize dishtakish de kedusha sein v'hashta kedusha achasein. And therefore, like we have various halachas throughout Shas, meheri yibana beis hamigdash, and therefore we have to aser now because Be'ez Hashem Mashiach will come this year, and the people will be confused. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, nol bazeh asura bazeh, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, ihachi eitus na milo nakambel. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, even after the churban, shouldn't have accepted eitus all day. Why, my time up, Meheri Bana Besa Migdash, Viyomrish, Takim Milo Kabano Edus Achodesh Kolayam Kulo, Hashtanami Nakabel. So, why can you accept Edus after Mincha, post Churban? Why aren't we worried that once the Besa Migdash is rebuilt, they'll get confused? So, Gemara said, no, Hak Yashta, wait a minute, Hasam Edus Mesura LeBezdin. When it comes to Edus, the Bezdin, the Kohanim there, the Bezdin and then giving over to the Kohanim, we assume that they'll know what they're doing. They won't be confused. Beitza l'kol masura. But Beitza in everybody's house, that is l'kol masur, and therefore, that is something that we have to be worried about. Before we get to the third and final suggestion, I saw a fascinating ha'ara by one of the, by the Ostrovser, or Meir Yechiel, May Ostrovs, quoted here in the Megalias Ashas. What are we worried about? Meheri bana beis amigdash, Beitza will be asura, no the bazeh, asura bazeh. And therefore, we have to be worried. But don't the Kisvei Zohar say, Kisvei Arizal, that we're going to pass on like Beis Shammai when Mashiach comes? So it's going to be Muteris anyway. What do you mean, Old Bazeh, Asur Bazeh? It's going to be Muteris Bazeh. So what are we worried about? So he says, no. Because the Poskim said, if you look back on Daf Beis, Beis Shammai agrees by Nolad Gomor. If it was totally not in this world, there are some exceptions to the rule. Even Beis Shammai would agree Asur Bazeh. And therefore, says the Ostrovser, the Gemara tells us what happened pre-chet of Adam and Chava will happen again when Mashiach comes. And that is, Asida Isha said Teleid B'chol Yom, Shabbos Daf Lamed. Women can have babies every day. Hara V'yoledes Yachtav, the father says in Yirmiyahu. And what does that mean? She'll become pregnant and give birth that day. And that's what happens. If you remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it talks about that busy Friday, that first Friday in history. What does it say? It says in the eighth hour, Olu Lamita Shnayim V'yardu Arba. The same day, Adam and Chava had kids. V'yimke Nimsa Shalasa Lavo Yehi Rayon V'haleda B'yom Echad Yekol Baichai Nolad Gomor V'yasar Gan L'Beis Shammai. And even Meshameh would agree it's Asur because it would be Nolad Gomor, and therefore, that's why Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, there is still a chash of Nolad Bazeh, Asur Bazeh, and we have to be worried. Classic Ostrovser. Good. Finishing up now, Rava Amar, third and final. Again, keep the structure of the daf. Part one, Bizman HaMikdash, Nolad Bazeh, Asur Bazeh. Post Beis HaMikdash, Churban. What do we say then? Edus was accepted all day. Does that change the halacha of the egg? Rabba said, yes, it changes the halacha of the egg is also mutter. But then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's still aser. Why? Three reasons. Number one, based on Devar Shem Minyan. Number two, based on Nehei Ribbana based on Migdash. And now number three. And number three is what's most crucial for us, Lamaisa. Rava Amar, Abi Dekanu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Ve'Elech Beis Asura, even after the Churban. Why? Milo Moder Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, when he said you accept Eidus all day, what did he do? What did he mean by that? Doesn't he admit, Shimbo Eidim and Amin Cholomal, if Eidim came late, what would he do? Shenoagin Oso Ayom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh. He still would keep that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. What, do you accept Eidim and then only this day for the last hour of Rosh Hashanah, you keep Rosh Hashanah and not the next day? The next day also would be Kodesh. And therefore, the egg is still going to be Aser. Because even though he knew what the halacha is, he still kept 2 days Kodesh. But what 2 days? He would still count Aleph Tishrei from day one. That's what it means that he would accept Eidim from the Mincha Olamala. Day one would be Aleph Tishrei. Day two would be Beis Tishrei, and we would still hold that day of Kedusha. That's what Rashi says on the bottom. Afal gav de tikin lekabel eidus hakodesh kol hayom lios monim lemoados min arishon. You would count Aleph Tishrei from day one, not like what was done at Bizman HaMikdash, that they pushed it off. V'afilu bo eidim lachar mincha avo milasos yontif sheni lo nekra takana rishonim imkoma. But he kept the second day of Yontif, even though that was Beis Tishrei. This line is the basis for our custom. Even in Eretz Yisrael, we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah because of Rava. Right here, because of Rava's understanding of what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did. That he accepted Eidus all day, but he still kept the next day. That's why all the other 2 day Rosh Chodesh is, right, it's like 30 and 1. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis. Rosh Hashanah is Aleph and Beis based on this. There is a major machlokas Rishonim in the Gaonim already. What about Shechiyanu on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? And Shechiyanu on the second day, Tkiya Shofar. That's the tour has a major machlokas about this in Simin Tav Reish, where he quotes, if we really hold L'maskana L'maskana, no, it's really Shtei Kedushos. Right? Or Kedusha Achas, which is it? According to Rav, it sounds like Kedusha Achas, because we hold two days. Even though we know for sure, it sounds like Kedusha Achas. So how do we make a Shechiyanu? So that's the discussion. L'maisa L'maisa, we paskin, even by Rosh Hashanah, Shtei Kedushos. And that's why we can make a Shechiyanu. We try to be machmer like those other Rishonim, to have a new fruit, to have a new suit on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. But even if one does not have a new fruit, so we still say Shechiyanu Mi'ikar Adin, because Mi'ikar Adin, we paskin like Yontid, that it's really Shtei Kedushos. That's what he says here. He says, he quotes a tshuva of Rashi. The tour in Siman Tav Reish. Rabosai omrim she'ein omrim zman ela barishon. Aval ani omer she'tzorach lomar zman. V'chei noagin bimkomenu uv'chol makamos she'avarti. Rashi says, wherever I've been, they've made a Shechiyanu. V'ein chilek ben yantav she'ini shal Rosh Hashanah l'shar yamim tovim shal Golias. Ela inyin beitza. V'chulu ani kedi. V'chein kasev Rashbam b'shem zakeino Rashi. The kasev de mistaver taimi v'chein das bala iter v'chulu v'chulu. Okay, so that's in terms of the Shechiyanu. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Oh, it's the last line. V'yama Rava, Hilchas HaKavasi D'Rav Pahani Tlas, as we said yesterday, we hold like Rav in all these three cases of days of Kedusha, right? We had the first yesterday's 2 days, Yantif and Shabbos, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, this Rosh Hashanah, Nolda Bazeh, Asura Bazeh, and the only one that's mutter is the middle one. 2 days of Yantif Sheni Shogali, as Nolda Bazeh, Muteres Bazeh. Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra. Okay, we'll stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue. We'll get to that we'll put up from the last cycle, tomorrow's daf, and B'ez Hashem, we will pick up on Sunday with daf Zion.